Let's get straight into the power spot, a little less political, unless you're talking about load shedding. Still tell us your favorite load shedding times. Dr. Brian North is an energy expert, a former lead researcher at CSIR, and of course, in that regard, I hope and I believe committed to what we all would like to have, which is consistent and constant lights. We are looking at clean coal technology. The mineral resources and energy minister, Gwede Mantashe, consistently raises that as a potential outcome of the quote-unquote just transition, rather than going all the way to renewables. We know that he has got probably vested interest in, and he's protecting certain vested interests in the coal industry. But let's find out the scientific reasoning behind how maybe clean coal technology could work. Dr. Brian North.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulato
on Cape Talk.
Good morning, Dr. North. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. Won't you kick us off by just telling us what is clean coal technology and how is that not an oxymoron?
Good morning. Hi. It is a little bit of an oxymoron because it's known as clean coal technology, but technically it should really be called cleaner coal technology. To make coal totally clean would be totally expensive. So there have been many attempts to clean up Coal's Act over the last 20 to 30 years. Coal is inherently a relatively dirty fuel. The original attempts to produce clean coal technology were focused around the particulates that are produced, the ash that coal contains is released as ultrafine particles. But there's been huge advantages or advances in terms of cleaning that up, in terms of electrostatic precipitators, fabric filters. Coal also has sulfur. Beneficiation of the coal can clean that up, but the one thing is that it's really about the technology. The technology is clean. It's not so much the coal itself.
I see.
So clean coal technology can reduce sulfur levels as well in terms of sulfur emissions. So it is a way to take this relatively dirty compound but try to utilize it as cleanly as possible.
As sulfur and CO2 emissions go, I mean, to what extent does clean coal technology reduce the footprint that we would anticipate from a regular coal technology?
Clean coal has been pretty successful in terms of sulfur. As I say, some of the sulfur can be removed from the coal before you burn it by beneficiation. But inevitably, there will still be some. If you just burn that, the bulk of it gets released as sulfur oxides. So things like advanced circulating fluid outbed combustors, they have in-situ sulfur capture. They can take out 90% plus of the sulfur as solid gypsum. And flue gas desulfurization can polish off the rest to bring it down to current minimum emission standards. That is expensive and that uses a lot of water, which is a particular issue for South Africa.
Rather.
In terms of carbon dioxide, that is the most recent problem, of course, and it is the most difficult one. In some ways, you're trying to reverse what we're doing in the first place. We're burning carbon to make carbon dioxide, and we're trying to reverse that. So it's energetically, if you like, quite difficult. The main thing to do is, first of all, try to avoid using electricity as much as possible with energy-efficient devices. Secondly, to burn the coal as efficiently as possible, to produce as little CO2 as possible when producing a kilowatt-hour of electricity. But to get deep cuts in CO2, we need to look at things like advanced combustion cycles or carbon capture, post-combustion carbon capture. Oxymoron about that is that you use up to 30% more coal to power the combustion or the carbon capture units at the back end of the power stations. So it's a tough problem to crack.
It is rather. I mean, what you're telling me, particularly with the 30% more coal, with the fact that it's quite expensive, uses water, we really are no further from solving, one, the limited resource problem that we have both on water as well as coal. Two, if the urgency around moving towards a just transition is around CO2 in many sort of global environmental conversations, it doesn't seem as though, yes, the 90% reduction in sulfur is good, but it doesn't seem as though there's a material reduction in CO2. How, and then three, I guess my next question is, you know, even if we had to adopt clean coal technology, I know the United States, for example, it was definitely touted. we're barely managing regular coal fired generation as is. Do we even have the infrastructural capacity to handle this advanced technology, the finances to fund it, and I guess the expertise?
Personally, I think that'll be very difficult. Medupi and Castilla are the most recent power stations. They were designed as supercritical stations, which is one of the techniques to burn the coal as efficiently as possible and reduce the amount of CO2 per kilowatt hour. They were reasonably recently downgraded from supercritical to subcritical. Basically, they're running at the same kind of efficiencies as the current fleet. So our one attempt to produce or to run supercritical efficient power stations failed. The technology itself is not that complicated. Many large companies produce it as a matter of fact. Now it makes economic sense to go highly efficient because you produce more electricity per unit installed and per unit of coal burned. But South Africa kind of failed at it. And the other thing you mentioned is finance. Even to put up a clean coal power station now, I don't see that South Africa would get the international finance it would need to do that. And there would be huge opposition internally from the likes of Earthlife Africa.
I'm sure. All right, then the final question, Dr. North, objectively speaking, as a scientist and an expert on this, with the experience that you have in the research in this space, is South Africa, and I think you've answered it, but I just want to be explicit, is South Africa a ripe candidate for clean coal technology as compared to moving towards renewables? Because I think one way or another, a move needs to happen.
Bit of a personal opinion, but renewables are definitely winning the game at the moment, just in terms of cost. They produce electricity at about half the price that coal can. But coal produces electricity 24/7. Renewables do not. And at the moment, we're working a few percent of the power production coming from renewables. When we get up to 20, 30, 50, 80% renewables, the storage of that electricity is going to become a huge issue. And we need to really fully understand the cost of that. Coal doesn't need that storage. So it becomes what they call a trilemma, socio-economic and environmental. It's massive decisions to be made. So I believe clean coal is an option that can still be considered going into the future, provided we can get the finance. But at the moment, the money would be behind renewables, especially the way the REIPPP program, the Renewable Energy Independent Power Producer Program, is going. It is geared around relatively small chunks of power being put on the grid, and that lends itself to renewables, mostly photovoltaics, some wind.
I appreciate that. And I don't want to put you in on the spot, so I'm going to add my own layer over what you've just said, right? So you're talking from the efficiency cost and, you know, the practical nuts and bolts. I want to add the overlay of, you know, obviously political will and vested interest. And I want to also add the overlay of, you know, a realistic move, right? So it would seem as though the portfolio of our energy mix will have some contribution from coal for some time anyway, even if we move to a large degree toward renewables. Is it worth the investment, let's say, into clean coal technology for whatever proportion of that portfolio remains on the coal side?
It's actually essential. Most of us talk about new build when we talk about clean coal technology, but Medupi and Castilla will run for another 40 years, and many power stations are being decommissioned, will be decommissioned soon, but some will run for many, many years, decades, and they are currently not meeting things like minimum emission standards for sulfur. So a lot of money needs to be spent to get our current fleet up to world standards. It's probably okay in terms of nitrous oxide, but sulfur oxide's no. Carbon dioxide, I think, we will not be able to tackle in any kind of economic way. So to me, the main focus at this stage is to keep the current fleet going as environmentally friendly, if you like, as possible, including things like co-firing. A lot of work's being done at Wits University in the Clean Coal Technology Center there to switch to biomass co-firing in the boilers at the moment to effectively reduce CO2. So yeah, the focus should be on the current fleet, trying to clean up its act.
Brilliant stuff. Highly informative and really thank you very much for the sanguine perspective. Dr. Brian North is an energy expert, former lead researcher at the CSIR. This is our power spot on this particular Tuesday, helping us get our minds around different parts of the grid and the approach to our energy mix. Love to know if you guys have any questions or thoughts on what you just heard from Dr. North. It doesn't have to be a question of either or. We can find our way towards a balanced perspective. And as he says, it is actually investment in clean coal technology is actually essential for those power plants that will be around for another 40 years.